Then look at verse 14 through 16. And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come here and eat some bread and dip your morsel in the wine." So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed her roasted grain, and she ate until she was satisfied, and she had some left over. When she rose to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And also pull out some from the bundles for her, and leave it for her to glean, and yet do not rebuke her." You see what's going on here. Remember, there was a famine in Bethlehem. They fled to Moab. All of these terrible circumstances. They come back to Bethlehem and they are hungry. They are starving. The message of chapter 1 is, who will feed Naomi and those with her? And there's only one with her. That's the question. It's answered here. The Lord will feed Naomi. He will feed Naomi and He will feed Ruth. She is full. She has quenched her thirst. She has satisfied her appetite. She has plenty left over. And she is taking it to Naomi. There were countless reasons for Boaz to withhold blessings on Ruth. Countless. But he put God first. He didn't see the world just through the lens of what he could get for himself and his own. He put God first. He is to be a part of being a light to the nations. He has been blessed so he can bless, not just so he can get. And God has ordered his life in such a way that he strategically prepares to give, and he does so here in this instance. What about you? By the way, you know the grace of God with more clarity if you are in Christ than Boaz could have known. What about you? Is that the way you see the world? You get a raise at work and you say, "Great news, I can give more." Not unless you fight to think like that. Not unless you're seeing the world through the lens of Christ and Him crucified and risen, and you're thinking about grace and fighting to think about grace. Because when we don't, we just try to co-opt God for what we already want. Putting God first. New Testament puts it like this: seek the kingdom, and then all these things will be added to you.